AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. 10 years ago, this coming Saturday, Hurricane Katrina breached levees around New Orleans. Mayor Mitch Landrieu is proud of how his city battled back from the brink of disaster.
The initial recovery was slow. It was jagged. It was confusing. It was hard. It was gut-wrenching. But you know what? We finally got our feet underneath us.
President Obama today voiced his pride during a walking tour of the historic Treme section. The owner of the Bridgewater Plaza, where a TV news crew was killed yesterday in Southwest Virginia, says stores will remain open until tomorrow out of respect for the victims. TV reporter Allison Parker and her cameraman Adam Ward.
The fact that Bridgewater Plaza has always been a safe and welcoming place for our Smith Mountain Lake community. We want to reassure our community, visitors, tenants, and employees that we will continue to take all necessary steps to maintain this safe and welcoming environment.
Andy Parker says he's emotionally drained after his daughter's death.
I talk to her every single day and I get a text from her about this time. And she'd say, Dad, how did you like the package today that I did? And I'm not going to get that anymore.
Mississippi State University officials say the school's police force has arrested a freshman after he made threats to kill himself and others that sparked a campus lockdown today. Campus worker Pam Sewell told WMC-TV someone came into her building and warned workers.
All me and my coworkers could do was just run.
However, authorities found no gun and believed no shots were fired. This is AP Radio News. The Okanagan Fire Complex in Washington State has grown to nearly 450 square miles.
Containment remains at 17%, and we have nearly 1,800 people from 33 states here supporting the firefighting efforts on the ground.
Todd Pachota, the incident commander, says winds have been clearing out some of the smoke today, but he says that's both a blessing and a curse.
We are able to work aircraft on certain flanks of the fire as we speak, but we also have a red flag warning again today.
A Colorado hospital where a Minnesota woman gave birth to conjoined twins says one of the babies died after a complicated five-hour separation procedure. Olivia McCullough was not expected to survive because of problems with her heart. Her sister Hannah, however, is in critical but stable condition. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.